This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. About a decade after medical researchers recommended introducing infants to peanuts early and often, a new study shows that the advice has made a real difference. Peanut allergies in young children have dropped by more than 40%, translating to 60,000 fewer children with food allergies. Study co-author Dr. David Hill said, "That's a remarkable thing, right? I can actually come to you today and say there are fewer kids with food allergies today than there would have been if we hadn't implemented this public health effort." For this study, Hill and his team reviewed health records from dozens of pediatric practices to compare allergy rates before, during, and after the updated guidelines were issued in 2015. Previous advice had kids avoiding peanuts until age 3, but the newer recommendations promote the safe introduction of peanuts as early as 4 months old. Even a small amount of exposure to peanuts is enough to make a difference in deflecting a food allergy. Dr. Hill said, "It doesn't have to be a lot of the food, but little tastes of peanut butter, milk-based yogurt, soy-based yogurts, and tree butters are really good ways to allow the immune system exposure to these allergenic foods in a safe way." A woman has been sentenced to pay nearly $15,000 in restitution and serve 12 months of probation after being convicted of defacing petroglyphs at a historic site in southern Utah. Daniela Ganassim Erickson of Ivins, Utah, was arrested in November 2024 on felony charges for damaging the Buckskin Gulch petroglyphs east of Kanab and just north of the Arizona state line. The petroglyphs are those of the ancestors of the Southern Paiute tribe. Erickson carved several figures into a petroglyph panel along the Wine Pass Trail, causing an estimated $7,000 worth of damage that can never be made 100% whole again, according to the Bureau of Land Management. Erickson was sentenced to pay $15,000 in restitution for the damage that she caused, sentenced to 12 months of probation, barred from entering all BLM land, and she must send a letter of apology to the tribes who have a cultural association with the Buckskin Gulch petroglyphs. Archaeologists said that they're happy when anyone faces consequences for vandalizing archaeological sites, let alone being caught, and hope that this sentence will send a strong warning and help discourage vandalism at similar sites in the West. There are hundreds of petroglyph sites in the American West, and nearly all of them have some form of federal protection. But that doesn't make them immune to vandalism, and perpetrators are rarely caught. A Wyoming archaeologist described an incident of vandalism several years ago at the Legend Rock petroglyph site near Thermopolis, Wyoming, when several children approached and defaced one of the petroglyph panels while they visited the site. The family was ultimately identified and charged with vandalism, partially because the child responsible had etched his full name into the panel. Prosecutors said that if you're going to commit a crime, it's best not to sign your work. That family was fined $5,000 in restitution. Sometimes the public can shame perpetrators into making amends. That's what happened with the Great Turtle Shield from the Castle Gardens petroglyph site, which was stolen from the site in 1940, only to be miraculously recovered by the Wyoming State Museum the following year. Wyoming archaeologist and petroglyph expert Mike Bice said, "The local ranchers made it known that if it didn't show up at the museum, somebody was going to get their legs broken. I strongly suspect that they knew who it was, but they allowed whoever did it to return it anonymously." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.